For Nashville Public Radio, I'm senior music writer Julie Height, tracking key changes in the music industry.
What an honor it is to be here today with you as we unveil the newest class into the Country Music Hall of Fame.
It is that time of year when music halls of fame make their big announcements. And since just about everyone has their own idea of what musical greatness is and who embodies it, people have opinions about this stuff.
Oh, you would put John Coltrane in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Motorhead.
The Black Crowes, you go first. Yay or nay?
I'm going to go yay.
I'm going to go nay.
Who hasn't been inducted? You know, Rakim, Lauryn Hill, Snoop.
I am accustomed to hearing fellow writers and artists and fans alike make their cases for the performers they feel have been unjustly overlooked by these institutions. And there are three in particular that I have in mind. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Hi, I'm Dee Dee Ramone. And I'd like to congratulate myself.
The Country Music Hall of Fame. Musicians Hall of Fame. All three of them are currently going through their processes of announcing nominees and inductees, and the discourse swirling around all of that tells me that not everybody knows how this stuff works. So I have got you. I am going to give you the necessary background and the present day lowdown and do some comparisons side by side. So dive in with me on YouTube and WPLN.org. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Julie Height.